नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 7 टेक्स्ट 12। परीक्षितो अथ राजर्षेर जन्म कर्म विलापनम संस्थां च पांडुपुत्राणां वक्षे कृष्ण कथा दयम् परीक्षितो अथ राजर्षेर जन्म कर्म विलापनम् संस्थां च पांडुपुत्राणां वक्षे कृष्ण कथोदयम्। परीक्षितः ऑफ किंग परीक्षित अथ दस राजर्षेः ऑफ द किंग हु वाज़ द ऋषि
Among
the kings. Janma. Birth. Karma. Activities. Vilapanam. Deliverance. Samstham. Renunciation of the world. Cha. And. Panduputranam. Of the sons of Pandu. Vakshe,
I shall speak.
Krishna Katha Udayam. That which gives rise to the transcendental narration of Krishna. The Supreme Personality of Godhead. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Sutta Goswami thus addressed the rishis headed by Shaunaka. Now I shall begin the transcendental narration of the Lord Krishna and topics of the birth, activities and deliverance of King Parikshit, the sage among kings, as well as topics of the renunciation of the worldly order by the sons of Pandu. Please repeat. Sutta Goswami thus addressed the rishis
headed by Shaunaka.
Now I shall begin the transcendental narration
of the Lord Shri Krishna
and topics of
the birth activities
and deliverance
of King Parikshit,
the sage amongst kings As well as topics
of the renunciation of the worldly order
by the sons of Pandu.
Purport.
Lord Krishna is so kind to the fallen souls that he personally incarnates himself amongst the different kinds of living entities and takes part with them in daily activities. Any historical fact, old or new, which has a connection with the activities of the Lord is to be understood as a transcendental narration of the Lord. Without Krishna, all the supplementary literatures like the Puranas and Mahabharata are simply stories or historical facts. But with Krishna, they become transcendental, and when we hear of them, we at once become transcendentally related with the Lord. Srimad Bhagavatam is also a Purana, but the special significance of this Purana is that The activities of the Lord are central and not just supplementary historical facts. Srimad Bhagavatam is thus recommended by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the spotless Purana. There is a class of less intelligent devotees of the Bhagavat Purana who desire to relish at once the activities of the Lord narrated in the 10th canto without first understanding the primary cantos. They are under the false impression that the other cantos are not concerned with Krishna, and thus more foolishly than intelligently they take to the reading of the 10th canto. These readers are specifically told herein that the other cantos of the Bhagavatam are as important as the 10th canto. No one should try to go into the matters of the 10th canto without having thoroughly understood the purport of the other 9 cantos. Krishna and his pure devotees like the Pandavas are on the same plane. Krishna is not without his devotees of all the rasas. And the pure devotees like the Pandavas are not without Krishna. The devotees and the Lord are interlinked and they cannot be separated. Therefore, talks about them are all Krishna Katha or topics of the Lord. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namah Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swaminiti Namine Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Parikshito Atha Rajarsher Janma Karma Vilapanam Samstham Cha Pandu Putranam Vakshe Krishna Kathodayam. Sutta Goswami thus addressed the rishis headed by Shaunaka. Now I shall begin the transcendental narration of the Lord Shri Krishna and topics of the birth, activities and deliverance of King Parikshit, the sage amongst kings, as well as topics of the renunciation of the worldly order by the sons of Pandu. Sutta Goswami, he says, he is just preparing the background for what he is going to say now, next. So interestingly, he is talking of three topics here in one shloka. Krishna Katha Udayam, that which gives rise to the transcendental narration of Krishna. That means, even when he is talking about Parikshit or the sons of Pandu, he is still talking Krishna Katha. That's what Prabhupada also confirms in his purport. That is just talking of Krishna Katha. Everything related with Krishna is Krishna Katha. It's not necessary that it should directly be only Krishna and nobody else. So even when we talk about his devotees, that is none other than Krishna Katha. So here you can see he is asking about 2-3 things about Parikshit. What is that? Janma, how he was born, what were his activities, and Vilapanam. That means how he left this world. Samstham. Samstham means renunciation. And also here it is declared that Parikshit was a Raja Rishi. So although he's a king, but he's like a Rishi. Because how is that combination? That combination is because king behaves like a Rishi, unattached to anything. That is called Rishi. Rishi means you are not attached to anything material. Yesterday, day before, we saw the definition of Muni. So many things were there. So that includes Rishi also. Of course, when you go to a finer definition, there is a difference between Muni and Rishi. Prabhupada, as other places, he describe that difference between the two. But it's not for us, it's not a big difference. Both are almost at the same level. So Krishna Katha is so wonderful, and then Prabhupada is cautioning here that generally when we hear any Bhagavad Katha anywhere, mostly it is 10th canto. And the 9th cantos people forget, you know, there is. And whenever you hear Krishna Katha given by a devotee, like Radhan Govind Maharaj, he always gives different cantos. You know. I heard his Vamana, Narasimha, and then Daksha, Lord Shiva, and all that. Everything he just takes different things. Because all this lead ultimately to us to believe, I mean to understand, not believe, to understand that everything about Krishna is transcendental. Then when we are in that mood, then we can absorb the 10th canto nicely. Otherwise there is a problem. And specifically I remember some devotees the first two cantos are the most important. We have to undergo these two cantos, which are sometimes little overwhelming. Sometimes it looks like things are going from here to there, you know, because we jump from here to there. But it's mostly to establish the foundation. Like I told you one time that one Maharaj, Hanumat Preshak Maharaj, he says, I want to remain at the first and second canto. Because this whole Bhagavatam is like the body of Shri Krishna. And the first two cantos are like his lotus feet. So some devotees want to serve the lotus feet of the Lord. And then the fifth canto is designed to trap the Mayavadis. That's the realization of one senior devotee. He says, fifth canto, because fifth canto describes the whole universe. And when they read that, they become bewildered. What's going on? This million yojana, that million yojana, this is there, that is there. And like, I mean, we look so insignificant. So sometimes Mayavadis don't go beyond that. You know, they think that, okay, this Bhagavatam is bogus, you know, because it's talking something. And that's why Srila Prabhupada ordered his disciples to re-establish the supremacy of Bhagavatam and prove to the world that whatever is there in the Bhagavatam in the fifth canto is true. So now we see this temple of Vedic planetarium coming up. That's where they are going to display all the universal elements as described in Srimad Bhagavatam, fifth canto. Already there are some acceptance from the scientific world. For example, I remember one item that all the distances between the planets are exactly divided by 108. That's something significant for us, but people don't understand why 108, so what? So it's not like whimsically the distances are there, you know, there is a purpose. There is a perfect thing charted out by Lord Krishna. That's his plan. And all the planets are there floating in the air. They are literally floating in the air, because that's what scientists also say. That. And they are so heavy. Our Earth is a very small little thing, you know. They are much, much heavier planets. And they float and then they orbit. They run also. So Prabhupada used to ask this question to the scientists many times, you know, that who put them there? What makes them float like that, you know? Oh, then they start giving some mundane physical phenomena, and Prabhupada says, oh, that's not enough to understand. Somebody has to put it there, you know, how can it be? Especially if you read Life Comes from Life, you'll get all these explanations. How all these things, how the material nature works under Krishna's order and direction. And Krishna declares that. This is another interesting thing. You know, Krishna declares so many things in Bhagavad Gita and nobody is there to challenge that. You know. Nobody says, oh, Krishna is saying, no, I don't accept. No. Even the Mayavadis accept that first. Bhagavad Gita is supreme. Then, no, if that is supreme, then you have to accept that Krishna is supreme also. Because he declares boldly, Maya Dakshena Prakriti. Maya Dakshena, my order, under my control. Adhyaksha, Adhyaksha is like a president, you know. Adhyaksha in Sanskrit means president. Maya Adhyakshena, my, under my presidency. Everything. Chara Achara. The one which is moving and one which is not moving. Everything is under my control. So it's not like that. Oh, some things are under Krishna's control and some things are not. I remember I used to argue like that, that everything is not under Krishna's control. There are certain things even Krishna cannot control. But then as you go deeper, then you realize that no, it is not true. Everything is under Krishna's control. Otherwise there will be big chaos. Already people are trying to create some chaos, but then it will become much bigger chaos. So now we see that Krishna Katha is starting. And the Pandu's sons, Pandavas, and their sons, they are also going to be described, and how they left this world one by one, you know, the Dhritarashtra and all that will come now. So I'd like to stop here if there is any question, comment. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.